This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how I can give away my power. I think this happens to me when someone hurts me and I didn't see it coming. And the first thing I experience is one of shock, because I'm shocked that the whole incident happened and I'm shocked that it came from the person that it did. And the second thing I experience is one of preoccupation, because I will replay in my mind over and over again the situation that happened. And it's not to say that if I have hurt feelings, I shouldn't nurture those feelings. But I think there is a difference between nurturing your feelings and then just becoming consumed by another person in that situation where you allow them to zap your energy. And I learned a very valuable lesson years ago in the workplace that person offended me and I was seeing this person on a regular basis. And every time I did, my spirit and my energy would change because I was giving away my power to them. And I have learned to let go of that, to focus on my work and to do the best that I can possibly do and know that God has the final say on it all. And the words that I also use to teach me are, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Matthew 7:24-25. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And today, hold on to your power.